We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The first of many football Fridays where our good buddy Carl Banks, number 58, the two-time Super Bowl champion, is going to be with us. And Carl's here in the studio now. Carl, how are you?
I am good, Joe. I felt a call to action, man. I heard you on the radio. Well, someone texted me and says, Joe's really losing it right now. And so I had to be in anyway to do some bath hitter spots. So I said, let me just come on and let's have the conversation, because there are reasons to why you probably got or perceived the broadcast the way it is. But first, let me just say this. Between the two broadcast teams, you know, Marty and Bob and
right.
and Ian and Bob and I, we have the utmost respect for each other as professionals. And we do not make a habit of speaking down about the opponent. We respect, you know, the Jets and what they do. So if it was perceived as a bias against, that's not it. So to give you...
Well, let me just say,
I just wanted to preface that by saying there's no animosity.
But I want that's not the issue.
Right. No, I know. I know.
It's
an NBC broadcast.
Right. It's a giant.
And it's a New York broadcast.
Right.
So, in fairness to what you were saying, you probably wanted to hear more Jet because both cities are sharing this game together.
Right.
I mean, both teams are sharing the city together. So. The number one thing we didn't have was information. Normally, prior to a game, we have the coaches have a call. So
Right. You're talking about a regular season game.
No. I'm talking when we play the opponent.
Okay.
But if it's a Jet-Giant game, there's normally a call, coach's call, right? The last few years, Bowles had on and, you know, you talk to the, mm-hmm. So then you get some insights. We did not get that, and I don't think the Jets folks got it either from the Giants. There's a few reasons. The teams play each other in the regular season.
Right, and that's why the game was the first game in the preseason.
Right. Secondly, we don't have access to the practices. So to give a lot of in-depth insight, like I heard you talk about the Quentin Williams play.
Right.
I know for a fact that Bob spoke on it and I spoke on it. And what I had to do prior to this game, other than going on looking at the Jets media on social media and getting some of the player clips and interviews and some of the coach speak, I called Rich Cimini yesterday morning just to get a download on mm-hmm. some things that I needed for the game. So we didn't have information. They're not going to let us sit up in a practice as if we're a regular broadcast team and see what they're doing, knowing that we play the Jets. So if you didn't get enough information, it's because we did not have the in-depth information
we normally
would have in a Jet-Giant preseason game, because it was not available, I don't think, to either side. So we have to rely on, you know, taking our stuff off of the media feeds, the social media feeds, and listening to the coaches. But there was some good information we were able to give, you know, such as when we talk Sam Darnold, right, and the way he moved in the pocket, the way his eyes, the way he's taking mm-hmm. the next step. We talked about how Adam Gase is going to be very good for Sam Darnold on first and second down. Mm-hmm. Because Sam Darnold's first and second down passer ratings were not great. But he's great on third down last year. So he's going to make him a more complete player. And this is things we talked about with the addition of Jamison Crowder, with the addition of Lev Bell, because those guys can catch balls on first down. With Bell, we talked about Crowder's ability to separate in short spaces. that's going to give him an opportunity to now make those short intermediate throws between 1 and 10 yards on first and second down. That's where he struggled last year. We gave that information. We talked about Quinn Williams not being as necessarily a big brute, but more finesse and quick hands, similar to the kid with the Rams. We gave a little bit of that, but we couldn't give it to you like you would have wanted to hear it. And let me just tell you why,
Joe.
Go ahead. Because we don't have the information. We see the Giants every day. So we know a kid like Corey Ballantyne, who's coming from a small college, and we see how he competed every week. And here's the other part of it. Both teams served not even vanilla ice cream. It was a white sheet of paper.
Oh, yeah. No, well, of course. And we know that.
If you talk to Pat Shurmur, he says, I just want it to look like football when the game is over with.
Right.
He didn't want to leave anything out there. So
I get that. I understand that.
So that gives you some insight. Now, I'm not telling you that what you saw or heard was wrong, but I'm just telling you why you got the information
that
you got.
It wasn't even that. What bothered me, it wasn't that, you know, what you made the insight on Donald and Gaze. That wasn't even that was what I was looking for. But, like, you know, watching his team, especially when you're looking at the backup guys on the Jets, who I don't know, you know, half these guys, I don't know who they are. I don't have the roster in front of me. I mean, there was a lot of times Bob wasn't even telling you who was making the tackle, who got beat on the coverage. That was the kind of stuff that I was looking for that I didn't get. You understand what I mean?
Gotcha. So I can't, unless we go back and look at every player of the broadcast, but I think he does a pretty good job of mentioning players' names. But again, when you start to get into the backups of a team and you have no insight on,
right.
it's hard to discuss it. You know, it's just that, there's just that simple. We can give you a name, we can give you a number. I can't give you a lot because if we don't talk to a coach or coaches and we say, okay, give me some of the backup guys, what do you like? Who's the guy that's caught your eye? We didn't get any of that.
So all I got
from Rick Cimini was great information.
Well, can I ask you a question? Now, you didn't get it because they're playing in the regular season. Is that the reason that wasn't available?
I don't know. I don't think each team had a media avail. I mean, we talked to Pat Shurmur, obviously.
Right.
But there's normally a call on this game. Well, it was with Bowles for the last few years, I know for
obviously,
a fact.
Right, but Gaze didn't do it this year.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know why the teams decided that it didn't happen, but it didn't happen. And so you don't get a chance to sit and say, hey, coach, give me four guys we should look out for who has caught your eye.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Aside
from the normal suspects, give me four guys that's caught your eye. We didn't have that, you know, so – I reached out to Rich yesterday morning just to get some intel. But I don't, you know, unless you talk to a coach, you just really can't get the insights that'll talk up a kid. Like Reggie White Jr.
The wide receiver.
Yeah. So he had a cheering section, but he's a local guy.
Right.
We knew him. We knew he's a long shot, but he's having a pretty good game. We could talk that up a little bit.
Right.
We don't have any of that information from the Jets side, and that wasn't because they were withholding it. It's just whatever the decision was from a media standpoint, what their availabilities were going to be. But that's why you get what you get sometimes, at least last night. But what you heard, you heard. I'm not going to tell you it's different. I'm just giving you some of the reasons why you didn't get more insight, especially on backup guys, because those are the guys are where the stories come from. And that's normally where coaches will be, man, keep an eye on this kid here. He's got something to prove.
And you didn't get that this time?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We did not. So that's that. So if you heard it, you heard it. You know, but I'm giving you some of the reasons why. We didn't have all the information, but we try to give a good broadcast.
All right, let me ask you this, and this is a totally different before we let you go. You like the fact that they're going to that you can challenge pass interference?
Dude,
now?
Let me tell you something.
Do you like this?
No. And people took it the wrong way when I said DBs can no longer cheat. Well, you know it's hand play.
Right.
And that's all. Right. That's the only advantage defenders have.
You got to be able to let
you
them gotta do
that. You got to be able to hand play. Absolutely. A little pull a tuck.
No question.
So it is the worst thing. And I said, careful what you ask for, because the unintended consequences of the NFC Championship game brought about this.
Yep.
Because guess what? When that play happened with Ballantyne, the official running down the sideline didn't even see it. So it had to be a coach in the booth, and all of the cameras
are
showing
that.
Like, oh, you got to throw the flag.
Right,
he held his hand.
Right,
so now it's like every time you touch a guy's hand, and Valentine did grab him.
Sure, of course.
He grabbed him, but if you can get away with it, that's what.
That's terrible.
If you talk to any all-pro corner, they're going to tell you this is what you got to do to get away with it.
Carl, it's ridiculous.
And so now.
I'm with you there.
Now you've got everything. And then their spots fouls. So now you can change games.
Of course.
With these types of plays. And so it's ridiculous that they are not going to let the human element be a part of this game. And the officials, it's allowing them to become lazy and more dependent.
Absolutely right.
On technology.
On the review.
Instead of, hey, let me just call the game the way I call it.
Right.
Humans
right.
call it, humans play it. But yet the officials are going to be like, I'm not, just like the fumble.
Right, with
Perkins. The incomplete pass. Arm goes forward. The Jets pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody.
It was clearly a pass.
Nobody.
No, it was clear. Not even debatable it was a pass.
They just looked at each other and just waited.
Right, you're right.
I'm like, wait a minute. You could see the guy's arm going forward.
It wasn't even the call. It wasn't even close.
And they just set the guy pick it up, run end zone, replay decide it.
Yep.
It's
terrible.
Unbelievable. But this is what we get. The unintended consequences of that play. Has brought about just something that's going to completely handcuff the defensive backs in this league. And they literally will be playing with one hand behind their back. Because if you can't touch them, you ain't going to make many plays down the field.
Nah, you're 100% right. It's brutal. It's a terrible idea. It really is terrible. Terrible.
Joe, all the love.
Carl, all the love. First of all, now, where do you come from? Opening week to be here for the first time?
I don't know. Whenever Chernoff tells me
I'm coming.
Oh,
he's there. He's looking now. He's hanging out. Look, he's all
excited. Whenever he tells me to come in,
I think he's giving
you
a check, Carl.
I hope so. they owe me
$12. Oh, $12?
I'm going to fight him for the $12 they took from me.
Look at this. Look, he's got a check in his hand. Look at that.
It better be $12.
It's a little torn up, though. You better watch out.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Again, not defending it, but I'm just letting you know why.
Tell Bob I love him. Tell I still love him.
Listen, we don't take offense to this.
Okay.
We know, and there's a lot of respect in the city for both sides, so especially on our broadcast teams.
All right, man.
Yep.
I'll see you soon. Have a great rest of the summer.
You too.
Call Banks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.